go through as civilizations of these are our now laws and these are our now laws and these are the true laws of God. No, these are the true laws of God. And this is the way one must live. And we say, you just drive yourself nuts in argument about all of that when really there are only two points of view that we think are worth talking about. There's my aligned with who I really am point of view and there's my not aligned with who I really am point of view. And when you get tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and you begin to see the world through the eyes of Source, you begin to love this world. And you begin to extract from it all that you knew that you would when you made the decision to come forth. And oh, it takes so much clutter off your things to do today list when you're no longer having to control all of them. Can't even get your kids under control, let alone all of those others, you see. So meaning is through the eye of the beholder. But things mean differently when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on with who you are than they do when you're not. In other words, when you are tuned in and someone could say something to you who maybe they're having a bad moment in time and you are someone that they're talking to, but you're not all that important to them because they've got their own things going on, and you could take a totally different meaning from that. You could say, there must be something wrong with me. I've offended them in some way, when their response to you has nothing to do with you. But when you're tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and someone behaves in that way with you, you just understand that they're just not connected and you don't take it personally. And you stand in your stable place and you do the thing that you always do when you're in that stable place, which is anything you can do to uplift them, but you don't take it personal if you're not able to uplift them because you can't push a noodle. In other words, if they're not somewhere in the vibrational vicinity of that which you are, there's very little that you can do. And so someone else might say to you, you're cold-hearted. A mother said to us one day, as she was talking about her son and something that she wanted to help him with and couldn't, he was having such a hard life. And we explained to her, just withdraw from the trauma of his life. And she said, well, he will feel abandoned. And we said, oh, no one will feel abandoned when you hold as your object of attention the very best thoughts that you can think about them. But when you hold as your object of attention what's going on in someone's life and what's going on in their life isn't what they want, you don't help them and you don't help you. So meaning. What is the definition of meaning? Meaning is knowledge. And we would say meaning is as meaningful as your connection to your true source of knowledge can be. When you're in touch with the source within you, then life begins to have meaning. And if you're not, then you're just scrambling around in details that have nothing to do with you.
Thank you, Abraham.
Yes, indeed. Now what? So you understand that this gathering happened before you dragged your physical bodies here? That you've been living life and setting forth your rockets of desire. That's why we're so well prepared for you.
First of all, I want to start with the last time we communicated on the Alaskan cruise. You gave me such good advice, and it has applied not only to that which I was referring, but it has spread to so many aspects of my life. And really, really helped me.
You understand why that is? Because at the core of all of those aspects is an attitude or a mood.
Yeah.
In other words, how you feel is at the center of everything that you attract.
Yeah.
So when one issue causes you to focus and you clean up your vibration relative to that issue, you clean up your vibration relative to all those other issues too.
Well, it's so your been beautiful.
Your whole point of attraction shifts, doesn't
yes.
it?
Yes. Yes, and I want to thank you for that, and I want to thank myself for allowing
yes,
that
indeed.
In.
Before you go further, we want to stick something in here just for continuity,
yeah,
and that
ahead.
Is when we use the words your point of attraction, and we just want to say that what you think and what you feel and what manifests is always a vibrational match.
Yeah.
So whatever's manifesting in your experience is nothing more than an indication of those patterns of thought. So when you're able to shift some patterns of thought, the indication has to shift too. And that's why people say, as you did, so much of my life is changing, because at the center is a vibration that when it shifts, all the manifestations which were indicators of that vibration have to shift too.
Right.
Yes.
Now, my other question is, I have come to understand through you that when we